Did you know that there's a best advice show hotline? There is. And when anyone calls it, I get very excited. You can call me anytime. I'm not going to pick up. It's just my robot. You can call anytime. 844-935-BEST. 844-935-BEST. If you have a piece of advice for me, call me. If you have two pieces of advice, call me.
Hi, this is Lisa Edwards, L-E-S-A, Lisa Edwards. Hi, one more from Lisa Edwards of Exclusive Career Coaching. And my advice is about what are you making those rejections mean? And this is specifically in the job search. So I work with clients every day who start out full of excitement and enthusiasm about their job search. And I watch it dip as they go through and get the rejections from the companies they're applying to, or the crickets, as I call it, where they don't hear anything at all and it's like they've just dropped their resume into a black hole. You have a couple of choices here when you get that rejection. Certainly, you can make it mean something about yourself. That's available to you, and it is a default that many people use. Oh, I'm not good enough. I'm too old, too young, too experienced, too inexperienced, whatever. That does not serve you to have those thoughts, because those are things you can do nothing about. And really, it's based on nothing. You don't have any data to prove that that's why you were rejected. The option that I would prefer that you consider would be to think either, well, I didn't get that interview and I really thought I was perfect for that job, so they must have really found an amazing candidate if they, you know, passed me up, right? So I'm really holding myself in high regard there. Or it could be, you know, I thought that was the perfect job for me, but I didn't get the interview, so obviously an even better job is on its way to me. So again, you have the option of thinking that that rejection means something negative about you, or that it just means that's not the right job for you and everything's great, nothing has gone wrong, and the perfect job is on its way. And I can promise you that that second set of beliefs is much more empowering and encouraging than the first set of beliefs. Thanks.
I got rejected from a fellowship yesterday. I've applied for it 4 or 5 times over the last 10 years. I really wanted it. And I thought that I would get it. I really thought, okay, this might be the year for me. You might get it. And I didn't. And I felt deflated when I saw the email. Let me bring it up. Thank you for applying. Unfortunately, your application was not selected for a fellowship this year. So I sent it to Shira immediately, and she called me right away, which was some very good wifing, just to reassure me that it's okay. It's actually fine. Like, it's fine, and it sucks. And I'm pretty sure when I look at the winning fellows for this year, like I've done in years past, this is actually what's going to happen. I see how incredible they are. There are so many amazing people that apply for this highly competitive thing. And they're worthy. And it doesn't mean that I'm unworthy. And even if it does mean that I'm unworthy, that's fine. Like, maybe I am unworthy of this fellowship. That's okay too. That has to be okay. And what I need to do is take Lisa's advice and choose the more empowering path. And specifically not the path that allows me to get really down and call myself unworthy. Thank you, Lisa.
So my advice is how not to hate networking.
Here's another gem.
One of the things that I teach my clients is how to network specifically for their job search. And there are probably half of the folks that I talk to, their eyes get big and they get a little sweaty when I start talking about networking. And usually they say that the reason they hate networking is it feels creepy. It feels needy and graspy and desperate. So my piece of advice to you networkers out there The best way to not hate networking is to make it an equal exchange of energy. Don't think about it in terms of what do I need, what am I going to get, what am I going to ask. It's all about you. Think about what can I give the other person? How can I give them value? How can I give them advice? How can I just be, if nothing else, a listening ear, which is incredibly valuable, so that I am giving before I'm asking for anything. And I am not making it all about me. I don't have to think of a million things to say. I can just ask good questions and let the other person do most of the talking. And I'll still have 5 or 10 minutes at the end to ask for what I need. And it takes a lot of pressure off of me. So I hope that that helps in how not to hate networking. Thanks.
Lisa Edwards is a job search strategist and coach. If you love this show and want to support it, especially knowing that I didn't get the fellowship. And so if you want to make me a Best Advice Show Fellow and in turn become a Best Advice Show Fellow, that option is available to you by going to patreon.com/bestadviceshow. patreon.com/bestadviceshow. You might be asking yourself, well, what do I have to do to be a Best Advice Show Fellow? It's very low commitment. All you have to do is give me $5, $10, or $20 a month. And what do you get in exchange? There's no hoodie or t-shirt or mug or tote bag. There's no merch at all. There is just this show that I make with my open heart twice a week and that I mostly lose money on. Some of you have already become Best Advice Show Fellows. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And remember, if you do not have the money to support this show, please don't do it. Don't do it. Save it. But if you do, if you have a couple extra bucks and you love this show, I would really appreciate it. I'm narrating for my supper right now. I'm not singing for my supper. I'm narrating for my supper. Thank you. Patreon.com/bestadviceshow.